The biggest insider trading trial in more than a decade gets underway in a federal courtroom in New York this Tuesday. Billionaire hedge fund manager Raj Rajaratnam is fighting charges that he made $45 million trading on illegal stock tips. Michelle Fleury reports from New York.
Raj Rajaratnam is someone more accustomed to the company of mega-rich investors, but these days he's spending most of his time with his lawyers. The Sri Lankan founder of Galleon Hedge Fund is accused of running an insider trading ring, charges he denies. If convicted, the 53-year-old faces up to 20 years in prison. The trial is expected to feature confidential informants, secret recordings of telephone conversations, and even some high-profile witnesses. The chief executive of Goldman Sachs may even take the stand. In financial circles, they're paying close attention. Information is the lifeblood of traders, but there's a fine line between acting on rumours and tips and acting on information that's private. The government hopes this will help redefine that line, which is why this case, described as the biggest insider trading scheme ever seen in the US in connection with the hedge fund industry, could change how business is done on Wall Street.
Michelle Fleury in New York, and as Michelle was saying, some of the biggest names of Wall Street could be summoned to give evidence in the trial. Corporate governance expert Professor John Coffey from Columbia University told me these are the characters who have shaped our financial age.
Well, we do know that the name of Lloyd Blankfein, the chief executive officer of Goldman Sachs, has been given by the prosecution to defense counsel as a possible witness. We don't know whether they'll focus on that episode or not. But essentially, he would testify that on a given date, the board of directors of Goldman Sachs reached an agreement with Warren Buffett to invest $5 billion in Goldman Sachs, and that was going to avert some financial crisis that Goldman Sachs was then facing. That's going to be given to the jury, and they're going to learn that there was a phone call shortly thereafter in which a Mr. Gupta, of a director of Goldman Sachs, informed Mr. Rajaratnam about that decision. All this can be said with some assurance because this has been tape recorded.
So there's the boss of Goldman Sachs, and there are other very big names too.
Well, for example, one of the more sensitive confidences that was breached involved an employee at Apple who described to hedge fund analysts through what was called an expert network the dimensions and parameters of a new product that Apple was producing called the iPhone. He didn't use the term iPhone because the term hadn't been coined yet, but he was telling the hedge funds what it was that Apple was developing. And I expect that if Mr. Steve Jobs of Apple had his way, he'd have such an employee drawn and quartered because that's the most sensitive information Apple computer has.
There have been, though, people who've said, well, insider trading is a victimless crime.
Well, just think about Apple in the last example. If their new product is divulged to hedge funds and hedge funds divulge it to the world in the market, then competitors learn about it. So confidential business information in a high-tech society is probably the most valuable property that many companies have, particularly the high-tech firms.
So if someone is convicted of insider trading and they face a harsh penalty, in your view, that's a penalty which is absolutely right and proper.
He faces a potential sentence of 20 years. Now, he could have cooperated early. He could have plea bargained. He has decided to roll the dice and go to trial, and thus he does face the real possibility of a lengthy sentence. Probably not 20 years, but very possibly more than 10 years.
But a lengthy sentence for insider trading, is that the right sort of penalty? Why does this matter so much?
I think the integrity of the capital markets do depend upon information reaching the market reasonably evenly. This is information that if the public and the market generally feels this information comes to selected insiders first, they'll have less confidence in that market and they may invest less in it. And if you have the public investor moving away from that market, that has real economic consequences.
Professor John Coffey at Columbia University. To the markets and America's main share index, the Dow Jones ended the session down the best part of 1% at